Hey. It's Sunday.
What you mean? Is it true?
It's cool.
Yeah, that's all we do, a kid, the truth. What it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? What it do, bitch?
Hey, I like to take this time to welcome everybody to Sunday the Scoop. Well, we coming to give y'all the scoop, the whole scoop, and nothing but the scoop, so help us God. So won't you hold on to your seatbelts? Cruising on a Sunday with a slight tilt. Kicking some heartfelt knowledge to your higher self. It's the scoop. And Mr. Fly Jock himself.
Yes, 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 yes.
In the building.
I already know.
All right. You know what I'm saying? And we supposed to have a walkthrough, but we'll get to it. And are men intimidated by women who has they together? I'm just trying to figure this out because, you know, it definitely was something that was popular on the net. And I'm gonna let y'all let's jump right into it. Let's dive right into it. Let's go. Here we go. Let's go ahead. So yeah, I had to put the suspense music on there because I'm finna get into this comment to that. All right, check it out. Right, a brother responded to this same question by saying, "In all honesty, women who have their shit together are a little pushy and very detached. And always use school or work as an excuse to be that way. I never knew why, but in studies, historically, women naturally desires to be taken care of and protected by a man. When that element is gone, a woman starts acting unnaturally and she starts developing an alpha male complex, of her own, and she becomes who she desires." How y'all feel about that? Crickets.
Well, I refuse to answer any question on the ground that that man incriminate me.
Let me first start off by saying that, hey, live your life. I just came back from New Orleans last weekend.
Oh, yeah. You got to tell us about that shit.
You know, normally you open up the show, but I guess this is such a hot topic, you just want to get right into the shit, huh?
No, you know.
Normally you be like, somebody, hey, what's been going on throughout the week with y'all?
You know, somebody kind of tiptoe out on, so you know.
You know, they're going to day parties and shit. Okay. Yeah, man. Live your life. I went to an away game. If you're a true football fan of your team, like I am of the Buccaneers, I would say go to an away game, man. See what the other people live like on the team. You know, maybe your team ain't even from here, but just go watch your team play. It's an amazing experience. Shout out to New Orleans, all the people I met there. Big Leo invited me to a tailgate. It was pretty cool. They ran me up out of the dome after we lost, but they showed me all love outside. So, shout out to New Orleans. Respect with the best food I ever tasted in my goddamn life.
That's what's up. Now, that's what's up.
Back to the lesson at hand. I don't ever think you should be intimidated of somebody that's more successful than you. That goes, because I mean, if you're intimidated of your woman, then you might as well be intimidated of your homeboy that's more successful than you, or your mama, or anybody that's doing better than you. That should not be an intimidating factor to you. If anything, like I tell y'all 1,001 times, instead of using intimidation, use it as motivation. Look at somebody and try and get on their level. So she can't, if you feel like she's using her finances to control the relationship or whatever, then you make sure you're financially strong so she can't no longer use that. Now we're both, it's an even playing field. What you got going on? Women do it all the time, so why you can't do it too? Change up your way of thinking, man. Like, I don't really think this is a topic we can stay on too long, because anybody in this day and age, if you're insecure because a woman makes more than you, you're insecure with a lot more than just the money that she bring in.
But you know that that's a really ongoing topic though.
That's as far as the women, because
now women are making more money. That's okay. In some cases.
That is A-okay.
Because just because she making more money, that doesn't, like, that shouldn't change who you are. Meaning, at the end of the day, I look at shit like this right here. Women don't, but I do. She making all the money, that's her money. That ain't my money, that's your money. Exactly. So, it ain't got no bearings on me. You cannot control me with your money if I'm not in need for it. I'm not asking you for it. I'm working just like you working. You might be able to go buy a Gucci purse, and I might have to go, you know, the Ross and buy me a wallet. But it's okay. I'm cool. I still got my shit on, too. Like,
but it be like that, though. Like, I got a coworker that's like that. His wife make good money. He made good money.
Okay.
But he don't care for the... He'll rather have his 1998 Camaro. She got a 21, and she offered to buy him a car. Mm. He was like, no, I don't want that, because he just don't want it. But you shouldn't change your ways because you make more money.
Okay.
Yeah, cause and like, that go for guys, too. Some guys are... drag her, they'll do everything because she don't make no money.
Because that's the, and that, as men, we like that power of, oh, I'm the breadwinner, so yeah, you gotta listen to me. And I'm lean, when I lead by me, not by my pockets. Like, yeah, I could be broke as hell, but I still want the same goddamn respect if I was rich.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. That's just something you have to instill within your partner. Okay. Money should never be the ultimate reason for he or she to have control of whatever the hell the situation is.
So is it control, or they said just saying, is it that the woman wants to control? Because in the what you want to say in the comment, he specifically wrote that women start to become, you know, those alpha males that they desire. You see what I mean?
But you gotta understand that if she ain't got no man, how she surviving? She gotta work, right?
Yeah,
so you walk into a situation knowing that she was already working, making good money. Like,
she already bossed up.
Like, she was already bossed up, but if she didn't make you feel that way until you became dependent on her, right, then that's on you. But when you walk into a situation, like, I have never met a woman say, oh, I met this man, I had to go get me I got me a better job. Like, no, 9 times out of 10 when you meet somebody, they're already in a working situation, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
So, it has nothing. It has nothing to do with you. It's just if they're by themselves, they gotta provide for themselves. Cause I'm sorry, it look good, but it ain't really. That's about as far as it's gonna get you.
Just
everybody, you're gonna get everybody attention, but that's about all I can do for you.
I got you. So, all right. The other thing that he kind of pointed out, as far as them using that as an excuse to be more pushy, to be more detached, things like that. Like, I feel like, why do... Because I'm pretty sure that even from a male standpoint, that you probably have looked at somebody and was like, you know what I'm saying? You know, you definitely... Like Meek Mill say, it's levels to this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's different. It's levels. And you're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, shout out on another level. You see what I'm saying? Like, so is, but I know that I don't think in reality as a man, like a real man, is going to see that as a challenge to level up versus, you know, be intimidated. So why do women really feel like, you know, men are really intimidated because they're not being approached? You get what I'm saying? On a regular or something like that.
But it's all right. Women, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, from the outside looking in, when I first meet you, I don't know where the hell you work at. So if I'm not approaching you, it's not because I'm like, damn, she looks like she got a better job than I do. That ain't the goddamn reason. Some of y'all just are unapproachable women. Like, that's just it. Like, you know, it's just something about y'all, whether it's, you know, your fearless look, or the guy might be scared of getting shot down, or whatever the hell the case may be. But it is such thing as women that, you know, we as men, I can't speak for everybody, but I will say that there's a couple of them, you know, I don't see in my lifetime, that I just be like, they might be out of my league.
Okay.
Type deal. You know, but that's just something within me. You ain't got shit to do with her.
Now, out of your league, what do you consider out of your league?
Somebody I look, perfect example. Like, if I can stand right here and I can look, I'm like, okay, she got on the business suit. She looks pretty sophisticated. She might not be used to this round away type guy. She probably won't Ivy League dude. So in my mind, I already don't label her before I even talk to her just by her personal, just by her appearance.
And to me, honestly, I think that's what really happens. You get what I'm saying? In this scenario, I don't think that, I think that those women get more or get less attention because the simple fact that, you know, guys may, you know, do the prejudge. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you prejudge the situation. It's just like a book. Like,
she probably feel like, damn, don't nobody want to talk. They probably think I'm...
It's a book cover.
Yeah,
book cover. You don't, you can't, you prejudge, and then you get into that, you get into that facet of it versus actually, you know, just saying hi. And the crazy part about it is, I'll be honest, we was out last night, and I'm going to be honest on this. I'm not even going to lie. I seen somebody that was, like, nice looking, right? Mm-hmm. But when I seen the dude come and approach her, like, her attitude seemed to be more open and free. So it was like, but if you was just really standing from afar and just looking at this woman, you probably would like, ah, she probably stuck up. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. But, like, she was really, like goofy, like giggly. You mm-hmm. see what I mean? So it was just like, oh, all right. So that's why I say I believe that what happens with men and why women feel the way or feel this way on this topic as far as, you know, are men really intimidated by women that, you know, they have their stuff together. And it's because that prejudgment stage happens. And sometimes I'm pretty sure everybody has talked themselves out of something in life. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then
not only that factor of it, it gets even, you know, more juicy when it comes down to what I was just thinking. I had the thought in my head, it went and erased. All right, it gets a little bit more interesting when it comes to what I was trying to say on the flip side.
Shoot your shot, fellas. If you and that woman in the same spot, y'all got something in common. Know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's how
okay.
I look at
so
it.
If y'all both on the frozen food aisle, so, y'all can't cook.
So listen, you're right. If she looking at Pop Tarts and you looking at Pop Tarts, goddamn it, guess what? I like strawberry. What you like?
Strawberry.
Yeah.
She likes strawberry too.
You like the plain frost of Park Tart or the one with the frosting and the sprinkles on it?
Now that might be an argument. That might be a debate.
But so you never tried this one though?
Right. Let me put you on game.
I'm telling you need to try this. Then boom.
Yeah. Hey man, listen, bro. I start hanging out with y'all later on in life. But. In the words of Don't Be Men's to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. Message. Right. Yeah. Just drop some knowledge on you. In the words of the great Kelly Price, funny how I never thought about it that way.
Listen. Like it, like.
That's some good like knowledge to like drop on somebody.
If you in the same building.
Yeah.
Y'all like something. Like, she probably don't eat pork. But you in the same restaurant. So y'all like this spot. Y'all got something to come. Now.
So if y'all both in the IRS building, y'all both like
y'all
claiming
both,
other people's kids.
Y'all
probably.
Both fucked up.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Oh, hell no.
You try to get her shit together. You try to get your shit together. Next thing you know, y'all sitting by each other. You mad, she mad. Y'all both got that big gold envelope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then y'all looking at the time. She looking at the time. And you might mumble, man, God damn, this place packed. And she go say, you ain't never lied.
Right.
And boom, there it is. Small conversation. There
small
you go.
Small conversation. And just got to work your way in from that right now.
Like I said, some conversation
be just conversation. So
yeah, conversation.
Don't get mad now.
We still come into it because it's like I said, the women just feel like that men are really intimidated. And I think that's what I was trying to say. But I don't think that it's an intimidation. It's intimidation. Remember, the key word here is for women who got their shit together. And then in some cases,
so a man want a woman that got their shit together.
I love her cuz she got her own.
Say that shit again. Listen, hey, fly. Ready? Wait a minute. Bring that bitch back.
Woman that got they shit together.
Leo said
thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
That ain't nothing about being bossy.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Too much money. A man wants you to make too much money.
That's what I think. Why?
Listen.
Why?
If a nigga talk your shit, fly. You make too much money.
Talk your shit, fly.
Leave that nigga.
Talk your shit,
because I damn sure ain't going to get mad about
it. Listen. Man, a woman like that going to help out. She ain't trying to boss you. She just trying to help out. But some men don't want his woman making too much money, making more than him. You're a damn liar. Keep going,
baby. Like Carl Winslow from Family Matters, when Harriet started making more money than him. Then he go out and get... He went out and got a job at the bowling alley so he can make a dollar more than her.
Yeah. Don't make no sense.
Come on, man. Yeah. So that's what I was trying to say. Because, and not only... I think we have at least a couple different facets of this whole little thing. And that's why I wanted to bust down that part. Hey, bro, you called me Neo? It literally flew across my... It literally flew across my mind when I was trying to grasp the concept of women who got their shit together.
That was the key, right?
So I definitely appreciate Fly, because Fly definitely brought me back around to it, because that's what I was talking about. And then not only that, in that case, remember a lot of females, and I'm gonna say this in all honesty, women, like, listen, ladies, a lot of ladies think that they are ready or there or together, and they feel like the only aspect that they're missing is that man. You see what I'm saying? That man to come, you know, wine and dine, put the ring on the finger, stuff like that. You get what I mean? It's like they want that microwave type, you know, fantasy, and you know, and sometimes it happens.
Just the ladies. It's some fellas out there that is just like them. Making good money, single, okay. And they want to be in a relationship.
Big facts.
You know.
Big facts. And we give applause. We give, you know, praises due to, you know, all of you that's out there and that's on your stuff. You get what I'm saying? On your square, as we'll say it like that. But my thing is this right here. Like I said, it's still a lot of, to me, with the mental part. How do y'all feel like, you know, people or can how we can really all right remember we said the guys prejudge, but then you also have those women, like I say, that will feel like they are complete and they're just missing that male figure. Now when that mega male figure comes along, that's when they really find out that they're kind of, you know, lacking on some things.
All right, question: do you think females prejudge like we prejudge?
Oh, hell yeah. Like, I mean, it's almost example. Like the scenario of
a
the
prime example. Like, just to use my partner here for example, you know, he got his gig,
yes,
his own business.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
Whenever you see Tony, like, just to prejudge, she probably like, oh, he cut yards. But you don't know. That is just a... He got it, though. Right, he got it, though.
He cutting yard. He ain't spending no money like that. He really stacking.
Right. See, when people...
And that's on top of the other...
Right. See,
stacking situation.
That ain't including that other income over there.
I don't have a company. I have no idea who you're talking about, sir.
Okay.
I'm back home doing 9 to 5. But I got that shit on, though.
Sorry to throw it off, but if God throw a little piece of wind chill, that man go throw the jump out.
Me and Jock was shopping for jackets in the middle of July.
Yeah.
Like, no flex.
Hey, this man crazy.
Man. But, I mean... Everybody gonna judge you. I mean, that's just what it is, you know. This is a judgmental type world that we live in. Whether you try and judge somebody on site or not, because like I say, y'all, when I first met you, before you started doing the show, I judged y'all, said, oh, he's just a nigga from Mercy, but nigga ain't all that. But then when I got to know y'all, said, oh, you know what, bro, kind of cool.
That nigga say, that nigga ain't all that.
Nigga ain't all that, man. You know. because you got to understand,
they really be feeling like that though, Fly.
When you coming from an honest standpoint, you know, Fly, he He gonna tell y'all he ain't on out here in these streets, but
I'm not.
You know, he a pretty popular guy around though. You know, so I felt like I was a pretty popular guy, but yet when I met this nigga, like when I met him, it was always like, "What up, bro?" And you, we all know, "What up, bro?" mean I see you around, but like, you ain't important enough for me to know. So I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." Then he came on to the show, and I was like, "Oh, nah, bitch, this is my show.
Exactly.
You ain't finna come over here and take over my shit. I'm running shit here. You sit here.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But we end up becoming great friends, and that's all compliments of our amazing host over there.
The perfect gentleman.
I get some props around this Sunday.
You know, because
I get some props.
He moved in the cut.
I got excited.
Like the perfect gentleman know a lot of people too. And that's just starting to come full circle with me too, because I thought his ass ain't no know that anybody but his brothers and sisters and me. But I guess I was wrong. So I don't even know why the hell I got into that whole spiel. I just want to give Jock his roses and PJ his roses while we're still, you know, here.
Just take a bow, man.
And I still got that shit on.
Yeah, man.
And one thing about Tony, I know this all off topic. He giving roses. I'm going to give Tony roses because
Tony got the best energy.
Wherever Tony at. You know what I'm saying?
Which brings us back to New Orleans. New Orleans.
I'm talking about Tony. Tony will. You put Tony in the room with 50. Put Tony in the room with 20 people. In 15 minutes, Tony got everybody's phone number. He getting invites to cookouts. He's a true example of good energy. He's a people's person.
Like in a
positive way. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody tell me something different like that, then
like, man, I can hang out with Tony.
Dog vibe, man. Shout out to Tony MF.
So you know what I'm saying? He wasn't no large black man. I can't fuck with Tony, man. Tony be on that bullshit.
Yeah, I
ain't got time to hang out. But
in safekeeping, just know if you are hanging out with me in the near future.
Oh yeah.
If my shirt come off, don't even look.
Don't worry about that.
Golden, what's up, Golden?
Just keep enjoying yourself. I mean, my shirt comes off. It's just a habit. For some odd reason, I'm too sexy for my shirt.
I'm going to tell y'all.
Too sexy for my shirt.
I think he got an account with Hanes.
And look, I'm going to tell you what's so crazy, though.
He the ambassador.
I got to stop, bro. Cause for the first time, bro, when I was getting dressed on my way to the show, I couldn't find no fucking tank top.
Because
I done ripped all them bitches. I got to leave here right now and go to Burlington.
Boy, listen, if Meek Mill come on, what's the song?
Oh, yeah.
Dreams and Nightmares.
Yeah, Dreams and Nightmares.
And that's what, what's the cotton set?
Hold on, wait a minute.
Y'all thought I was...
Boy, listen, that damn shirt. As soon as they say, I used to pray for times like this, boom.
Shirt off, gone.
And the whole skin showing one. Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah, nah. Man, the shirt get ripped when he was like flexing on these niggas. I'm like Popeye on his spinach.
Oh yeah, and then the tank top.
Yeah, that's when that shit right there. I don't know why, bro. That line just do something, man. That line just do something to me.
Ain't nothing wrong with
flexing
that.
On these niggas. So, I'm like Popeye on his spinach, man.
All right, that's, so let's not.
That's a bar.
That's not the. You know, defer too off, far off. Less because we was and what y'all if y'all just now tuning in, we was really getting to the point. We was talking about prejudgment, how people prejudge, you know, others, you know, versus just you get what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Stepping to like Fly said, hey, shooting your shot, man. Y'all in the same space at that point, you know, instead of prejudging the individual, you know what I'm saying? Say something, even if it's not even about. Shooting your shot. It's about the getting to know somebody else, you know, building the network, you know, building the acquaintance or whatever the case may be. You never know what somebody else do that can probably give you a newfound resource.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Right.
So, hey, listen, prejudging hurts. It hurts us all, people. But at the end of the day, the point I was really getting on to, like I said, is just, and I wanted Golden, if Golden was still online, to, give us her take on that, you know, how she feel about men being intimidated, you know what I'm saying, about women that got their stuff together because, like Fly said as well, vice versa, a lot of men do too nowadays, you know what I mean? This is not like back in the day when everybody was just taking care of, you know, pooking them or whatever the case may be. So, let's look at it like this right here, because there are, I think Fly touched on this notion, all right? And the notion, and what I wanted to pick up was, is that that's almost like a girl posting saying like, hey, you know, is there any good man out there? And you get what I mean? But they are, yes, I believe, okay, Golden says she's a victim of being prejudged. And I bet, because honestly, you somebody that's how we feel like it's Tony, like, you know, got dope energy. You see what I mean? So, say, oh, people think I'm crazy.
I mean, when you pull up in, when you pull up,
you pulled up last night,
bumping 612s, but you got 110. Hey man, shit.
I thought Simone was
612 with 110. Hey,
when Simone pulled up in the parking lot last night, I say, boy, Simone, like, she was in a vert on sixes.
She took it off them folds and she sat it on them sixes.
Real.
Simone got she another one. She got that good energy.
Yeah, man. But like I say, and that's another one who I met through the Perfect Gentleman, Siphone. I mean, I always knew of her, but we just became like friends once she came on to the show. Right, but yes, her energy has always been there ever since the Tunnel days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When she was just doing hair. Now she got so many different damn forms of income, I can't even keep up with them. But she got that drobe on deck. If y'all need to shop with my girl now.
And that's why I say I feel like, you know, so I think at the basis, instead of kind of like just pushing on the show and things like that, I really think that we kind of got to the source of the whole topic. The source of the topic is really prejudgment. You see what I mean? If you really want to know why, you know, men may feel like women are intimidated by men who got their stuff together, or women are intimidated by... you know, are men and being intimidated by by the women, and then the women being intimidated by the men, vice versa. It's just simple fact that people prejudge people, and we have to be honest with ourselves. I think that prejudgment comes in the state of mind of really trying to talk yourself out of something versus just actually going for the opportunity. You see what I mean? If does that make sense? You see what I'm saying? Instead of taking your shot, like shooting your shot, and like we saying, this ain't even got to be about a relationship, and well, technically a friendship or, you know, a networking that still is, you know, some type of ship that you're getting on. So at the end of the day, it's just like, instead of prejudging someone, the next time just take that opportunity.
Nah, you could just say that. You see it on the shirt. Just do it. Just do it.
What he said.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead, man.
Just do it.
No further ado, we'll jump into the riddle of the day. Like I said, we were supposed to be having some company, but it is what it is. So let's jump into the riddle. And let's get this. Because I don't even know the comments. I seen Flathead don't put something in the comments before.
But, yeah, I wrote a novel. We pretty much went around it.
Man, okay. Listen, we need to get him on the show.
Yeah, we do need to get Flat.
Yeah, man, we need to get Flat.
Flat, holler at us, man. Holler at me. Hit my box or whatever. Or I got to hit yours or whatever. Let me know when you can, you know, what we got to do. All right. And then the riddle. Oh, it said, I can be hot or cold. I can run and be still. I can be hard and soft.
Mm-hmm.
What am I?
Ice. That's ice.
Ice, baby. Dun, 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 dun. Ice. All right, my bad. I'll take it back.
Oh, Lord.
Tony has an insider over here.
No. I'll tell you off work.
After work.
Yeah, off right. work.
what you think? Y'all want me to repeat that? I can be hot or cold.
That's ice.
I can run and be still.
I said, "Bitch, how ice gonna be hot?"
No.
What you think of icy hot? I can cool you off.
I'm thinking dry ice.
I can be hard and soft. Oh, what am I?
This. That's all I know. This. Not real. I heard you were looking for some good dick.
Okay, cool. So, y'all want me to go ahead and get into the answer?
Yeah.
All right, let me play my bongos.
What?
The answer is water.
Water. See? Ice is water.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you was in the you was in the neighborhood. Straight up and down. In the neighborhood. All right. Here we go. Check it out. So with that being said, I'm gonna go jump right into this quote too. It said, don't ever, this is crazy, because I didn't even try to pick this to match with this. It said, don't ever save anything for a special occasion. Being alive is the special occasion.
It's true, but if I want to go on this trip, I need to save a couple dollars.
Right.
That is true, but
you
need to save some.
It's one thing to go on a trip, it's another thing to enjoy that motherfucker.
Right. I can go on there, but am I going to have fun?
Right.
Definitely you gotta do that.
You gotta need to save a few, you know.
You know, for me,
you
feel
definitely
like,
got to be able to enjoy yourself. Living your life like it's golden.
Yeah, I feel like that's a mental thing to me.
And when I go on a trip, the most important thing is when we go eat, I want to try something. How much that costs? I don't want to be doing all that.
I'm almost second guessing myself on that one, though.
What?
I'm so picky about food, man, to the point where...
I ain't one of them people.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, like at a restaurant.
I'm just saying, my diet is restricted anyway.
Yeah, see, your diet is different. So you got a restricted diet.
Yeah, so...
Mine is wide open. Fuck that.
Oh hell no!
Like I ordered me some wings last night, man. But them over was so hot. You know when the black person hungry?
Who that is? Chitch Ray? Talking somebody bring my fruit?
Hey, listen.
On the how?
Yeah, man. Listen, them old wings was so good last night. People walking by, all right, chop boy, you better slow down. Mm-hmm. And a bit of high, so I'm trying to. I'm. You know when shit hot. I ain't going further. I bite then.
On the house, man.
Hey, fuck that.
Hey. I wasn't out with them last night. That's the reason why I don't know what the hell we're talking about right now.
Trish, What you got to say on that topic?
No, Trish.
And then we're going to close. We're going to give our bitch and close. I think I kind of really gave my closing when I said the, you know, just the whole point of taking the opportunity, seizing the opportunity.
Joke of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. That shit better be funny, huh, Flop? Especially like you don't have the whole...
That nigga had the whole 2 weeks off, right? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Man, I better hold my side. I'm talking about...
All right. What do you call it when a snowman throws a tantrum?
A fury?
A meltdown. Yes, a meltdown.
I knew it. I had to think.
I got like a fury.
Oh, Lord.
A meltdown.
All right. How does a taco say grace?
Oh, shit. You got me.
Look at Taco Bell.
I don't know. Let us pray.
I get it.
Let us pray.
I get it. Okay. Let us. Yeah. Let us get started. Yeah. Okay. Anything in closing, gentlemen? Tony.
Yes.
MF. D.
Yes.
Anything in closing? We're going to go and get up out of here.
Like I say, in the words of the great Rihanna, just live your life. Hey, stop chasing that paper. Just live your life. Okay, not stop chasing the paper because you'll be broke. But
okay.
Never stop chasing the paper. Yeah,
I mean, it's okay to take a pause from it.
I mean, yeah. Now, you don't, but, your mindset can't always be, how can I say it?
Yeah, but.
Yeah, I see what
you're saying. I mean, just just to go back to the topic, man, men, it is okay to listen to women. It is okay. You don't have to not like listening to women. It is okay. It's okay. If she makes more money than you and she wants you to listen to her, that's fine. It's okay. It's okay.
What all right, so Golden, what the same thing? Answer the topic. Answer the topic.
Let me ask you a question. I'm asking y'all a question. Let's say your woman, like, was like one of those business owners that just she made this oil, it blew up. Now she millionaire, and she put and she tell you don't work no more. Would y'all stop working?
I just said, men, listen to your women. I'm going to listen to her ass.
I'm not going to work, but I'm going to definitely, that's not true. I'm going to work at what I'm passionate about versus actually just trying to work for somebody for a check.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Even though I'm, pretty much that. Oh, shit. Damn. All right, yeah, we got a call. Let's go. Here we go.
I thought we was.
We was trying to.
I got to take an intermission.
All right, Sunday the Scoop, you on.
This Golden, so I missed everything, but like I have that issue, and people judge me too, but I feel like I'm not gonna change. I came up with a conclusion that I'm not gonna change, and then I also came up with a conclusion that I listen to people too much. And what I mean by that is that I'm blocked right now from Loose Cannon, right?
Okay.
Loose Cannon take off blocked me. But what I don't tell people is the reason why he blocked me is because I cussed him out, right?
Okay.
And the reason why I cussed him out is because I feel like I drove way to Mississippi and, you know, it was like he was mad that I was there instead of him appreciating. So I'd be confused. It's people out here that would love for people to actually come and support them. I drove way to Mississippi to come see you, and it's like, because it's me, I feel like I'd be misjudged. I think people think I'm crazy, but I just have a different way of showing love. Like, even my truck, they used to call my truck the ghetto truck, but people don't know this thing, ghetto truck got me everything I got. So it's like, I listen to people too much, because being that Loose Cannon treated me like that, I didn't care, because in reality, I still love him regardless. He's just an artist being an asshole. But at the same time, I let my homegirl get in my ear saying he shouldn't have treated you like that, and I cussed him out. But in reality, he don't know me for real, and he don't owe me nothing.
Okay.
And I just be feeling I told myself yesterday I'm free in my mind, because I'm starting to let people. I feel like I would have been blew up and been all over billboards by now. It's just that I let people hold me back, because people be like, be like a lady, act like a lady, do this. So I be trying to tone myself down, but reality, I'm really out there. I'm really loose. I'm really whatever I want to do. You get what I'm saying? But I have so many people tell me, if I do this, you're going to get a man. If I do that, you're going to get this. It's like I let people play me as a puppet, because I be trying to listen to people, because I see that she doing this like this and she got a man. She doing this like this and she got this. But in reality, I'm me.
I think that honestly is... You have to be who you are. Honestly, you like, first of all, the first step to that next step or whatever that next phase is, you knowing who you are. Like, if you don't know who you are, how can you expect for somebody to come and get to know you? You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that. Hey, Safoni, you ain't got to change shit.
That's what I'm saying. Don't change who you are.
If you are being
Tony tells us this shit. Tony will tell us, like,
she is being a lady. Shit, all these damn porn artists got that they in relationships.
Right.
Fuck
that.
OnlyFans members.
OnlyFans, they in relationships. All these girls.
Married too.
Married.
And I was looking at Megan Thee Stallion, right? They called my hair dudes ghetto, but she wore the same shit that I be doing. She wore the two ponytails. I ain't never seen nobody go on her and criticize her. And
listen, you can't but be it's concerned like, about other people, though. You can't be concerned about what other people think. And that's the thing. You said it yourself when you came on the air. When you came on the air, you said that this is a day that you feel like you're going to free your
mind.
And stop worrying about what other people think. You got to cancel that shit as far as worried about what other people think. I just, to be honest, I wanted to really see how you truly felt when it came down to that topic of, you know, do you feel like, you know, men are intimidated by your status, you know, because I know that you have that hustler spirit, that, you know, that go get them, and, you know, you go get it. Like, I feel like
they are, but they'll compliment me all day, but they won't pursue me. They'll try to be with me. They'll be like, dang, you doing that. You get what I'm saying? But okay. They'll pick somebody else over me. I done had several men, like, try to be, you know what I'm saying, act like they want to talk to me, but I guess they don't see where they'll fit in at.
That's interesting. Don't worry about that shit.
Phone, just keep being you.
That's really not bad, is it, Tony?
Nah,
about
man.
Fitting in, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, maybe a person doesn't see that they fit, I mean, your puzzle.
I mean, at the end of the day, you just gotta
the rest of your life listening to people.
You just gotta just keep moving and pushing. Like I say, when it's meant to be, it's just gonna come. That's just the way I believe. Hey,
I
want to
be
this, like, true stuff. For real. But it's funny, we all, you know, you got three brothers up here at the show all day, every damn day. So we team Safoni any damn way. I don't know nothing about no loose cannon, fire cannon, shot cannon, nick cannon. None of that. I just know about you, so you always good over here.
Hey,
I'm for real though. Like,
listen,
I wanna
see what Trish said, because Trish said you listening to people, you'll be unhappy all your life. She said, listening to other people have you unhappy your whole damn life.
That's the truth. And it's crazy because I didn't even realize it till the other day when I was talking to Margie, and then just, you know, having my own motivation, like meditation to myself.
Okay.
And every unhappy moment in my life is based on somebody else's advice on trying to change me. Let me be free. I never, like, they say my hairdo's ghetto. This is, I go to a family reunion and the topic is me. And like, why I don't got no man? Cause my hairdo's. Why I ain't got no man? Cause I turn up. But I look at them. She don't never have perms. I don't never address that. Her edges look like that. I just keep it to myself. Hey. I be so lost on how people.
Right. Keep it.
Man, Safoni, them hoes lonely too. Them hoes hating on you. They don't want to see you happy because they ain't happy.
And I be like, dang, people look at me so much and have so much to say about me. Check. But I never do that. I let people be great. Because if you walked out the house with green today, that's what you want to wear. Period. What I'm going to say about that? You see yourself in the mirror when you walked out the house. So that's what you want to do. I never judge anybody with what they want to do. I be like, dang, why people don't just respect me for me? If I want to go get me a $500 dress that say loose cannon all over, let me be great. I know what I'm doing.
I think it's a good thing you support the local artists, because it's a lot of people that don't support local artists. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, everybody scream Jeezy, Lil Baby, all that. They'll support them heavy.
Right.
Seeing you support a local artist, I think that's a damn good thing.
Yeah, that's actually pretty.
You know what I'm saying? You're a real fan of a local artist. That means he doing something good. But hey,
all right. Well, Listen. Fall in the comments. Let me try to get to. I want to get to Trish Bray's comment and what she kind of spoke on the topic, if you will. And then we're gonna wrap up this show. Golden, as always, you know, we love you, we appreciate
you
on the show. So, you know, you keep your head up out there, and like you said, you have to free your mind.
I'm gonna be free and watch our bubble. I'm gonna be free.
Be yourself.
I've been getting held back.
That person is gonna enjoy you for you. I'm pretty sure. Yes. I'm pretty sure that Tony can relate. Tony's done told us time after time that, hey, listen, if I ain't your funny, if I ain't your type of, hey. Gotta don't be a groupie, keep it moving.
Well, Safoni, I got a cousin. He about to get out of prison, so I'm gonna give you his number. All right, Safoni.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
All right. Check it. I want to get the Trish Braids, and she said. Trish said, no, sir, jock. All right, she said about the topic, she said, not necessarily intimidated. It's harder for them to control a woman that has her shit together.
Oh, my Jesus.
Like, it's like, so is that like men are not really intimidated? They just, they just don't like, it's a little tougher fight. Ladies. It's a little harder for them to, you know, control a woman that got it together.
All right, I'm going to say this, and this is my last time saying this.
All right.
Talk that shit, Tony.
Like, what the fuck? Why do everybody feels like control? We need to understand control and respect are like two different things. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I feel like everybody feels like, oh, if I make some money, then I need to control this relationship. I need to control this situation. Or, oh, my stuff good and you like it, so I need to control this. I need to control that. No. It don't work like that, bro. I don't care how much money you make, much pressure.
That poo-poo can't keep the lights on.
I don't care how much money you make, how much pressure being applied. It's just a respect issue. Yeah. Like, stop looking at it as a control because I want you to respect a certain part of me or a certain mind state that I have. I just want you to respect it. I ain't trying to tell you don't do this or don't do that.
No, tell them don't do that.
Just understand that what you're doing could lead to ultimately the demise of this relationship.
Okay.
But I ain't trying to control you with that right there. Like,
Trish just said that it's like that because women who got their stuff together don't stand for that broke girl stand for.
I never ever controlled my relationship, and that was
I don't control women with broke
women and with women that got money, and I've never ever controlled.
I don't want to control you.
Like I'm not
Ike Turner.
Right.
Ike Turner is control.
And then Golden said, you know, she think a man wants full control.
A man a man wants is respect.
See, because like, you see what I'm doing right now to this table.
Hey, wait.
Hold on.
Drop that shit.
You see what I'm doing
shit.
Right now to this table right now? I'm controlling this bitch. This is controlling.
It's a difference between control and respect.
Drop that bomb.
I want is your respect.
Okay.
I can make $500,000 a year. You can make $900,000 a year.
Talking.
We are a team. It's not about, I make more money than you. You need to do this. You go do this. No. Hey, this is what needs to be done.
That nigga trying
to control. Simple.
Listen, if a nigga trying to control you simply, he don't want you to go no goddamn
A lot of
well.
These niggas and a lot of these females,
he ain't trying to let you go nowhere
because
he's
the breadwinner.
He ain't got
you
shit.
Make money too.
Listen. If a female or male ain't got shit going on for themselves, more than likely they're going to kind of manipulate the situation to a point of control because the simple fact that they don't want your ass to go nowhere.
And
they
even,
don't want you to realize
even if you're a housewife.
Or realize.
They don't want you to realize
who you
really are. Yeah. Now, I would definitely agree with that right there.
Right.
Because a relationship, a person will beat you down to the core because they don't want you to realize like how good of a person you are to them. So they'll make you feel like, oh, yeah, you ain't shit. Ain't nobody going to want blah, 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 blah. But once you realize I'm just that nigga.
For real.
Me talking bitch, it ain't the liquor.
Talk to me.
You know what I'm saying? Once you realize that, you know what? I'm a bad chick or whatever the hell. Whatever. Once you realize
on them lashes, get them eyebrows done.
You're way more.
Man, listen.
You're worth way
show
more
that
than
nigga.
What
you're a real big stepper, baby.
You worth way more than what you've been treated like your life will really, really, really be
anyway,
good.
You're a housewife and you agree to that. He agreed to that because he. Y'all got the kids, but you on your housewife duties.
Okay.
And he'll still respect you because being a housewife is a full-time job too now. Them little bad-ass kids, I can't.
But they her kids.
And my
they y'all kids.
But I'm saying.
A confident man who got his shit together is perfectly okay with it. It's all about respect and keeping the lines of communication open.
Told you.
Thank you.
And like I say, I think a lot of women get respect and control.
Thank you, Ms. Lee.
Mixed up, you know.
It's just
that right there. Like I can truly say, like, I don't really believe in controlling. If you say you going to the club, I'm the type of nigga, I'm be like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I might roll over at 2:30 and I'm asleep and I'm like, okay, well, 2:30 the club just let out. Now if I roll over at 4, then I might be like, hey, you good? But I ain't, you don't answer that, but you think I'm finna blow your phone up? I'm gonna roll my ass right back over and go back to sleep. Clearly, you don't want to talk to me right now, so. Hey.
Because soon, me and my dog Tony go hang out.
No, don't worry. You better believe. What? Look, I get fully dressed and sit at Jock House and watch the damn game. But act like I'm at the club, just partying up.
So let me ask you something, because Trish said something earlier about, you know, a woman that's led properly is going to submit regardless of her status, if she's higher or lower. That's why I was going to ask. Do you think that is somewhat of the issue to that? It's like only women that feel the way I'm just saying, is it possible? Is it possible that women that feel like men are intimidated by their status or their, you know, that they're up there? Are they the ones less likely to submit to a male figure, regardless if he's making more or less?
Listen, like I said,
remember when we said submit, we talking about submitting to the mission, the overall, like if, like Fly say, if we, this is a team effort. We're talking about submitting to our overall vision and goal for this household. That's what I'm saying.
It's not submitting if y'all both want the same thing. Listen. When y'all communicate and y'all both want the same thing, you're not submitting. You're working together. I'm not trying to tell you.
I got money for you. Unless you keep fucking up. You got money for me. It's the difference of
The chill
of what kind of fuck up now. Yeah, right, right. Now you just can't be a fuck up all your life. I get what you're saying, because a purse can have a fucked up check one time and then you got my back, baby. Boom. All right. But now, if I just fuck the money up, like, I'm just betting and gambling, that's a fuck up, baby.
Yeah, okay.
So that, like, is something different.
You can't, that's when you, like, intentionally do stuff with plans, oh, well, I know Jock got it, or I know whoever got it, you know what I'm saying? Like, then you go to living off day funds, and that's when the situation gets a little rocky.
Although we're still
a little team, but we're not a team, because now you're flying solo. You're doing whatever you want instead of contributing to the main course. Like, I tell a motherfucker quick, and my motto is, whatever we agreed upon, you give me that, or whatever, I give you that. Whatever the hell you do with your money, that's on you. Right. Go right ahead. Yeah. You do it. Have
that
fun.
Is a difference.
Live your life. Okay. You can come to me and say, babe, look, I went out to the club with my girls. You know, we got a little, I need a couple dollars. Boom. That's cool. But, okay, babe, you do that shit 2 weeks, 3 weeks in a row. Now I'm like, okay.
You might need to just hold up.
Wait one mother. Give me that.
I need some money. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, like. After a while, because I understand it. I just understand it because I know I was once in that situation where you're making just enough to get by. So, you know.
Okay. Yeah,
But like I said, at the end of the day, as long as the communication is there, bro, and there's trust there, you good, bro. Like,
because all them bills paid,
I strongly believe that, like, yeah, you should be able to enjoy yourself. In the words of the great Young Buck, can't spend your whole life paying on a car note.
Now, Michelle says, you can go have fun, because I like to have fun. I like to go places. But when as soon as I get paid, I transfer all that money. Then, boom, I got this amount. I can hang out. I can go have fun.
You know what I'm saying?
I can go buy these shoes. I can go do this. I can go do that.
When he say these shoes, he ain't talking about these Space Jam 11s. You can't get these bitches no more. He ain't talking about these that I got on right now.
I got them too.
11.
I got them too.
Yeah, you know, he ain't got the 45. His shit like 44.
I got the 45s.
Oh, it's the 45.
And I got the Breds, the Concords, you know what I'm saying? And I'm about to go get the Cool Grays, and they ain't come out yet, right?
Oh.
Okay, talk to me.
I got the Cool Grays.
Okay, now.
You know, y'all already don't see me bless the show with the Cool Grays now.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Y'all don't worry about me and Jock pettiness.
I'm getting mine fresh off the press.
Don't worry about me and Jock pettiness. Yeah,
So Shannon, we just like say submission goes both ways. You can't see submission as giving away your power. It's about knowing your partner, love language, and making them and making effort.
Love language.
You know, and acknowledge it.
Miss Lee got to be a counselor.
Say a counselor?
Yeah, she a counselor. She a relationship. what they call them? Relationship counselor.
I don't know, but she all right with me. She's saying the right things.
Yeah, I
can't hate on you, Miss Lee. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for voicing your opinion, because you're the real one. You're the real. You're smart.
But see, and it's you're good loyal. It's good that she say stuff like that, because if a person is in a situation, they can read them comments and they can just sit and think.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And just to piggyback one more time, let's just take it back. When Siphone said she was, I'm sorry, Golden said she was like her friends, and that's why she cussed out people. Tell you all the time, don't let nobody outside your situation influence you to do anything. Me and Jock, we real good friends. I talk to Jock. Jock might be like, bruh, this, that, and the third. My cousin over there, PJ, I talk to him. They'll be like, bruh, da-da-da-da-da. The only thing they're doing is simply voicing their opinion. I'm not acting on nothing that they said. I'm not like, well, Jock said I should do this right here, or PJ said I should do this right here. Yeah, at the end of the day, the decision is solely on yourself.
It is.
Don't let people influence you to do anything, because
the
like I said,
the power is yours.
Like I say, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you know yourself. You know how much you can tolerate, how much you can deal with. You know how you felt at the end of that situation. Can't nobody feel the way you feel. And they can tell you and they can have sympathy for you, but they're not feeling that same pain that you're feeling. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you made the decision to deal with the way you see fit. Don't let anybody pressure you into doing something that you're going to end up regretting.
Damn, bro, you're supposed to be like, and let me tell you. But like damn, Tony, you just said it.
I'm a dangerous man when I go.
I see. Shit, all the knowledge come back.
Oh yeah, tell the DJ bring it back. That was my short break. I thought the show was supposed to be over, so I was holding it. But then y'all was gonna start seeing the dance when you go to moving and.
We just gonna create a reel, man, a TikTok reel for you, man. That's all.
Damn. That's what's up.
Addicted.
What's that?
Man, wait, man.
Just told me, man. Yeah, but it is Trudeau's summer friend. Well, I don't consider some people as. If a person give me advice and I know it's the wrong advice and they know it's the wrong advice, you're not a friend.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I go out there and do something, Tony be like, hey, Jock. You tripping, bro. You don't need to be doing that. Okay, cool. That mean he care? That is a friend. Right. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to do something stupid and Tone like, hell yeah, bro, let's go. Bro, you know both of us would get fucked up.
You know you don't fuck up.
He still might be.
Yeah.
Crazy way.
It depends on the situation.
He still might be. You
so you telling me... You was thinking about running down, streaking down 50, but that sounds like a good ass idea.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I got on my socks.
Right. I got on my socks, right.
Streaking in goddamn J's. That's what y'all do.
I would never do that again.
Run out of Colonia, streaking
in
J's.
Yeah, that shit happened in elementary school. It was a really, really big storm. We broke into the, well, we ain't breaking us. We jumped the gate to play at the playground.
Allegedly
jumped the gate to play at the playground at the school. Or whatever, and it was like a puddle. I mean, like a pond of water. And it was like, oh, we should run there naked. And my dumb ass was like, oh, yeah, that sounds cool. So I did it. I ran in that bit. And bitch took my clothes and looked hard ass. And then the assistant principal ended up pulling up because the silent alarm went off. And I'm standing in front of her, covered up Mr. Dixon, just looking at her ass. And I'm only in like the third grade. So, you know, it was bad.
So now y'all see. He learned his lesson to keep his pants on now.
But
so
still,
that's the reason that's now why he just take off. Off his
just
shirt.
Just a shirt. Just a shirt.
Oh, it adds up now. Now it adds up because he started this shit years ago.
Yeah. By third grade.
He was the naked. He is the OG of the naked bandit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. That's me.
My dog is the OG of Naked Bandit.
And we're going to do something, too. Free promotion. Movie of the day, The Harder They Fall. It's on Netflix.
I don't know if y'all went. The Harder They Fall is a damn good movie.
The Harder They Fall.
The movie of the day.
If y'all got nothing to do. My Hero Academia.
And my baby, Regina King is in there as well.
Demon Slayer.
All black cast.
Y'all make her mad in there.
All cartoon cast.
Yeah.
She kicking ass in that movie.
So shout out to
The Harder They Fall. And shout out to 8. I'm watching that. I'm watching that BMF, man.
BMF real tight. Real deal. One time for Big Meech.
And I am watching Narcos Mexico.
More Than Life.
This motherfucker say Modern Life. Goddamn.
Yeah, Rocco. Hey. He's tripping. He is tripping. I said Narcos.
Wait. So y'all don't act like y'all ain't know Rocco Modern Life. That was back in the day.
Rocco's Modern Life.
That was back in the days.
And what was the little crazy ass cow name? Health or something like that?
I don't know.
All right, whatever.
Oh, I was in the streets.
what you mean, street niggas? That's all we did. What?
Cartoons. I told mom on my side, we don't need PlayStation. Cable.
All right, straight up. I hear you. Let's go, man. Hey, anything in closing, fellas, especially to the comments, man. I love the comments.
Make money. Keep making money.
Love these comments.
Don't let nobody control you. Let them respect you. Don't listen to bad friends. Is there anything else, Pastor?
Nah, man.
Yeah, Pastor T. That PT over there.
Yes,
PT
sir.
PT Cruiser. Tony MFD.
PT, right. I'm a cruise. All right, I'm a cruise control.
Hey, listen, y'all tune in. Y'all catch us, man.
Make sure y'all Sunday subscribe on YouTube.
Hey, subscribe on YouTube. We're definitely loading the videos up. I'm not putting in no order.
Subscribe.
Trust me, this is a lot of work. It's a lot of content.
Tell your grandmas.
Go watch something. Comment, like, share.
Call on the Facebook. Call boyfriend and tell him to subscribe so he can listen and learn on what he fucked up on with you.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, fellas, call your ex-girlfriend to let her know what she fucked up on with you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, tell them to subscribe because we going to teach them, you know.
Hey.
We learn it too.
Yeah.
Because we got us a counseling here, you know, Miss Lee.
Uh-huh.
So, she's schooling everybody.
You know what I'm saying? All right. So, we got, man, it's the scoop, man. Hey, SundayTheScoop.com. That's Sunday, like the treat. That's SUNDAE, the scoop. SundayTheScoop.com. Y'all check out the merch there. Y'all, like I said, y'all catch us, man. Follow us on all the platforms, the Spotify's, the iHeartRadios, the Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. Trust me, many more. YouTube. Y'all definitely go like the YouTube page so we can start streaming live on that. Bit Facts, we out. All right, we love y'all.
I'm an island.
Yes, yes. I just like to say I feel blessed on this one.
Yeah.